November 10th, 2020, regular town board meeting at 7 o'clock.
Okay, we're going to start here, and I'd like to welcome everyone to a regular meeting of the Monroe Town Board for November 10th, 2020, and ask for a roll call from the clerk.
Councilmember Hogan?
Here.
Councilmember Noonan?
Here.
Councilmember Van Tassel?
Is he?
Here.
Gotcha. Councilmember Donahue?
Here.
Supervisor Kuzniers?
Here. And with that, I ask everyone to please rise for the pledge of allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag, to the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, everyone. As is customary, item number one in this evening's agenda is the approval of minutes. We have four sets. We have the budget workshop minutes of October 15th. We have the audit meeting for October 27th. We also had a regular town board meeting on that date, October 27th. And then the town board solar workshop October 29th. We can take them separately or all together, whatever the board's pleasure is.
All together.
So we have a motion from Councilmember Donahue.
Second.
Seconded by Councilmember Noonan. Any corrections, comments, changes?
No.
All right. All in favor?
Yes.
Aye. I oppose. Motion carries unanimously. Item two on the agenda is set future meetings and workshops. We had a workshop on solar, and we continue to need at least an additional one. My schedule, and hopefully it works for the board members, I can do November 18th. I could also do Friday the 20th, but probably we're going to do a meeting on Friday evening.
I cannot do the 18th.
Cannot do the 18th.
I got something on that day too.
Okay.
I don't, but can't. I mean, you can't.
So,
when you say that, thing was?
Well, the other will be on Friday the 20th, but I'm trying to.
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm probably going to be bringing something home to college. But
yeah, no. How about I can do Monday the 23rd?
I can do that.
Can't do that? Okay.
Well, I think hopefully we're to the point where
probably can wrap it up a little bit.
But if we have to go over.
Yeah, no, I don't, you know.
I put a mic down for 2 hours.
There we go.
That's my own.
I'm good.
Okay, good. We've got that taken care of. Item 3 on the agenda is a COVID update. The governor signed an additional executive order 202.72, which extends the suspension of in-person meetings through December 3rd, 2020, which allows us to continue with Zoom meetings. The governor on October 31st announced new guidelines regarding out-of-state travelers, which allows them to test out a mandatory 14-day quarantine. There's really four key points of that program. One being travelers must get tested within 3 days prior to landing in New York. Quarantine for at least 3 days upon arrival and get a test on day 4 of arrival. Also, if travelers receive a negative test on day 4 of the quarantine, they may exit quarantine when they receive a negative result. States are contiguous with New York continue to be exempted from the quarantine protocol. Essential workers also continue to be exempted. Travelers who were only out of state for less than 24 hours do not need to quarantine but must get a test on day 4 of arrival back in New York State. And finally, all travelers covered by the advisory must continue to fill out the travel health form upon arrival into New York State. On November 30th, the Governor and Department of Health released the interim guidance for quarantine restrictions on travelers. It's on the Town Monroe website. If residents want more information on that. And just briefly, update here in Saratoga County. Total number of confirmed cases as of today is 1,536. There's been 20 deaths. There are currently 140 active cases. Number of recovered individuals is 1,376. Number of hospitalized at this time is 11. 7-day rolling average testing positivity rate is 1.3%. And the number of cases in the last 7 days has been 108. Here in the Town Monroe, there have been confirmed cases numbering 62. There's been one death, and there's currently 5 active cases, with a recovered number of 56. The Village of South Prince Falls had a total confirmed number of 23 since the pandemic's beginning. Total number of deaths is 0. Presently, there's 2 active cases, and there have been 21 recovered individuals. So that's a little bit of a bump up from where we were in the last quarter.
Do you plan to buy computers on working with these options? You want to play around here and try and figure out what the heck's happening?
Sorry.
You're just doing that for dramatic effect of the going to item on the agenda.
I probably grabbed the wrong budget. I probably grabbed the wrong cord.
So we will move on to agenda item number 4, which is adoption of the 2021 budget. First of all, I'd like to thank my colleagues on the town board for working together to come up with a budget, which I think is reflective of where we are currently financially as a result of the pandemic, the decrease that resulted in sales tax. This, as I indicated along the way, this is a very conservative budget that's, you know, appropriate for these challenging times. The total appropriations for 2021 will be $8,064,618, and that includes the revenue that's raised from the library tax. So so that's not all town spending. We, with this budget, you know, we continue to meet the needs of our residents. I think it conservatively accommodates the projected drop in sales tax revenue. We're estimating sales tax coming around $2.4 million. We had anticipated, well, we did receive $3.3 million back in 2019. Year to date this year, we've only received $2.6 million. So you can see that, you know, the numbers are dramatically off. The tax rate will remain flat at 0.979572 per assessed thousand. And what this will do is it'll raise just over $1.4 million in revenue. So what does that mean? So if you have an average assessed house in the town, let's say around $200,000, town tax on that will be $195.99. One of the things that we have worked very hard at doing is to minimize the overall tax impact for our residents. And we've done that over the past 3 years. One of the ways we had the greatest impact when we eliminated the fire protection tax. So at the conclusion of this budget, that will have saved taxpayers directly over $2.1 million. And while doing that, we're still able to increase funding for our first responders. So, you know, I think that's quite a feat under the financial.
Somebody's phone is too close to the mic.
I'm going to close this.
I'm going to talk.
Oh, sorry, I'm not going to talk.
This is
what we're going to do.
Good.
It's not. Is it good?
This is the strangest thing. Yes, my old mic is off, Lisa.
It's my mic off.
It's off.
I should have the mic off.
As well as mine.
Is everybody's mic off?
Let's turn it on back one more time.
I'm okay.
I believe I'm okay.
Sure, I'll write it in one.
All right, sounds like we're good to go. Continuing to just an overview of the 2021 budget, we were able to reduce appropriations by just over 19% and take the library out. And so that means the appropriations for town purposes will be $7.254642 million. And the other thing that I think is very important to point out is that when I took over as supervisor, and the board at that time was committed to restructuring the budget so that we weren't so reliant on fund balance, so that we had sustainable budgeting. And I think we've done a very good job to that end. As a matter of fact, this year the general fund balance will amount that we are using compared to last year is down 81%. The highway fund, non-fund balance has been decreased by 49%. And the town outside B fund, we reduced the revenues that we rely on the fund balance by 59%. And also for our water district users, Water District 2 and 5 users, we use zero fund balance there to fund those accounts. And Water 4, we decrease the use of the fund balance by 36%. So overall, I think it's a very good budget. We still have some key projects in there we weren't able to get to in 2020 that we'll be able to continue to move forward on in 2021. Many of them are recreation related, which we know is important to our residents. So, With that, I would entertain the following motion to adopt the 2021 budget. And I'll read it for the board. Whereas the 2020 adopted budget included funding for the coal and place recycling. I'm sorry, this is not in the proper resolution. You want to read it in the record?
Whereas the town board held a public hearing for the 2021 preliminary budget on November 5th, 2020, and whereas the public hearing was held in accordance with New York State General Municipal Law and the Governor's March 13th, 2020 Executive Order 202.1 and all extensions, so be it resolved that the town board adopt the 2021 preliminary budget as presented at the public hearing.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion or comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Budget is adopted for 2021 unanimously. Next item on the agenda is item 5, which I have listed as the Board of Assessment Review. As the board is aware, we accepted, an individual who served on the Board of Assessment Review chose not to request to be reappointed at the end of his term. And so we currently only have two members of that board. We need to have a minimum of three. I know that the assessor would like to eventually move that up to maybe three or four or five if we have that opportunity. But in the interim, she interviewed all the candidates that had applied, and that was four. She has a recommendation for this evening. If the board so chooses to move forward, this is a five-year term under the real property tax law. Just for, as an aside, the terms are staggered. I think they're staggered by 1 year with the appointments, and not all the terms are coming up at the same time. And she has a recommendation if the board would like to move on it. My only question is, would the personnel committee like to interview that person as well, or before we act on it, or go with the assessment recommendation?
Well, I know I spoke to some folks last spring. I don't know if this is one of the same individuals, so it may be somebody you've already spoken to about this. Yeah, I absolutely would approve. I would go with that recommendation.
Okay, so yeah. Just for my colleagues on the board, the individual that the assessor is recommending is Lisa Ostrander. We had received a letter of interest January 23, 2020. I don't know if board members have a copy. I'll just read it briefly. It's for their application. It says, I'm very interested in being a member of the Town of Monroe Board of Assessment Review, mainly because I care about my community and have been seriously considering for a few years now being more involved in my hometown. In addition, I've been a top real estate agent for 13 years and know our local market very well. I feel I would be able to share valuable knowledge and assisting the board in making good decisions to benefit our town and our community. Thank you for your time and consideration. Please feel free to reach out to me with any questions. And Lisa C. Ostrander lives at 42 Railroad Road, Monroe, New York, 12828.
And I think it's a great recommendation. I think it's actually helpful to have someone with real estate experience on that board, considering what that board has to do. In a previous role, I sat on a board of assessment review for 5 years, and it was wonderful to have professionals in the real estate firm sitting next to me to be able to talk about real property values separate from market values. I think there was some value there, so I think Lisa would be an asset to our board for sure.
Great.
Somebody like to move her?
I'd make a motion to appoint Lisa Ostrander to a 5 year.
So this would be a 5 year term, which would begin retroactively to 10/1/2020. expire on 9/30/2025. The clerk has it. You can include it part of the vote.
So I make a motion to appoint Lisa Oster to the Board of Assessment Review for a 5-year term.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The appointment is made unanimous. I know that made Leah very happy to have a fully constituted board at this time. Item 6 on the agenda is Highway Department. And just for the board's information as well as the public, and I know that the Highway Superintendent is also aware of this, municipalities must email the CHIPS, Pay New York, and their EWR reimbursement request forms and supporting documentation for the New York State DOT by November 17, 2020. So I want to let the board know that Paul is working on that. He also has a request in here to repair damaged guardrails on the old Saratoga Road. This was due to a motor vehicle accident on Monday, October 26th. The guardrails were damaged on Old Saratoga Road. He said an estimate to repair is attached. Total cost of repair is $2,187.48. Funds to cover this repair are in account number DB5110.494 with a balance of $3,000 as of 10/2/2020. The original amount allocated for this account was $3,000. The insurance company of the driver caused the damage has been billed for this. I know Paul reported to me this morning that we have a copy of the motor vehicle accident report. And this repair is with materials that are on a state contract. The estimate that we have from Town and County Bridge and Rail has provided to Paul. It says, per request and after inspecting the accident site for damaged box, beam, rail post, we're pleased to offer the following proposal, which are prices from the current Saratoga County, Warren County, and Franklin County contracts. The total cost is $2,187.48. So because it is on a state contract, there's no requirement that we have the additional two quotes per our procurement policy. So from a safety standpoint, I would recommend that we move forward on that.
Make a motion to move forward on that contract for Agron.
Second.
Any discussion?
Just like a second one, we've had the last 6 months.
Yeah.
But now we have all of the districts with the other. No further discussion.
Yeah. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item I have, also under Highway Department, is a resolution accepting the deed to Timber Lane for dedication. And do you have a copy of the, read it as a record or?
You all have the resolution, so I'm just reading the resolved that the town board on behalf of the town does hereby consent to the order of the highway superintendent laying out the said street and does hereby accept the deed of dedication on the said road to be known as Timber Lane, and it is further resolved that the town clerk is directed to record the deed in the Saratoga County Clerk's office.
Thank you.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
And opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Is there anything else on the agenda?
Not for me.
Sorry.
Okay.
Was that it? Just want to make sure that was the agenda. And item 7, I have listed as purchase of recreation land. Uh, So several weeks ago, I was approached by a real estate agent from Albany that is representing a landowner here in town of Monroe, and wanted to know if the town of Monroe might be interested in some property that's contiguous to our current Perry Vitar Recreation Park. And I said, well, we're always interested in it. I'd have to bring it to the board for consideration and discussion. And I talked with board members informally since that period of time. The details on the property is it's approximately 54 acres of vacant residential land. It is tax ID number 50.-3-13, which is contiguous to the 59 acres that the town recently purchased, and borders on the Fort Edward Road, and would essentially increase the land holdings for town road there at the park up to 218 acres of the town where they purchased that. One of the things I looked at from an informational standpoint is as to whether or not the town may want to consider using our capital reserve funds for that purpose. Working with Jeffrey, we recognize between the projects that we've encumbered funding for, i.e. the Universal Playground for 2020, as well as the capital improvements at the park that have been included in the 2021 budget, that probably leaves us with around $45,000 in that account. And the asking price on this particular parcel was, I think it was originally approximately $300,000 or $300,000. When the firm reached out to me, he was asking, the owner was asking $199,000. After talking with polling board members to see, what would be a number that the board would be comfortable with, we arrived at the figure of $175,000. And I had that conversation with the real estate broker who took that to the property owner, and they said that they would be willing to act on that offer with the contingency that the closing take place in 2020. So here we are, we're coming midway through November, we got another month before this year is over, and that leads us to tonight, whether you think it's a good idea to purchase the property, and if so, what's the best way to do that? So I think that we can talk about the merits of the purchase. If you want, I can go a little bit further and give you my recommendations on how we might be able to pay for it. I'll start with what you think is a good idea. How's that?
Sure. Yeah, I don't mind. Can I go first?
So
I think it's a fantastic idea to purchase this property. If you look at where it is on the map, it will be up against 59 acres of undeveloped vacant land that we currently own now. I think if we were to purchase this 54 acres and bring our total offering for Monroe Rec, Perry Vitar Park, of 218 acres, I feel as if we will have the space to build and grow programs for, in my mind, an indefinite amount of time into the future. If you see what's down there now, we can get another baseball field in or whatever it might be, or we make one field into a bigger field. When you add 113 acres to what's there now, which is 105 acres, we're doubling the size of the park. I really feel as if adding this additional 54 acres would significantly benefit future of the town of Monroe when it comes to our ability to offer more playing field spaces. For quite some time to come, who knows what the trends in outdoor recreation are going to be for youth or adults. One of the things we did talk about with our rec plan was to try and continue growing more athletic and sport and recreation offerings for older generations of residents as well. And I just feel as if we're going to be able to do anything we could ever dream of if we had 54 acres to our property. Alright. I'm done being interrupted by that squeak. Who's next?
I'll go. I think the budget also, we can stand out there. One thing I heard here, constantly from people in the town, is we'd like to see some expanded recreational opportunity in Kyle touched on it, especially for older, some of our older residents. We can expand that. I think, anytime it seems reasonable, anytime we can get something where we can expand it in a reasonable rate, I'd certainly all for it. So, my only concern is how we do come down with the paper.
Okay. All right. Money doesn't seem to be challenging that.
I guess it could.
So my recommendation would be, Alan, do you have time?
No, I didn't have any of this, so I would just be echoing what was already said. I'm a strong proponent of it for all the reasons for mentioning. So, no strong, no other additional comments.
Okay, thank you. Well, it sounds like everybody thinks it's a good idea. I look at this as an investment in the town's future, its recreation future. We've got great things happening down along the river. We're trying to wrap up the Universal Playground. One thing I've learned over the years as a landowner myself, there's nothing more valuable than having access to land that's contiguous to the parcel that you already own. And because this is contiguous to the existing parkland, the potential is enormous for our residents. And I think that to have foresight here today to move forward on such a purchase will really position the town for decades to come with whatever we may want to do recreationally. So that's where I am. Now down to the nitty-gritty. My recommendation would be to utilize general fund balance, at least temporarily, to make this purchase. And I just want to give a little history for some of our newer board members. Prior to taking over as supervisor, one of the things that the town was doing from a budget standpoint was relying heavily on fund balance. And we saw a dramatic drawdown over the years. It was basically unsustainable budgeting. What we did is when we restructured the budget, when my administration came in with new board members, our general fund had decreased to just over $800,000. It used to be millions of dollars. And I can tell you that we have grown the general fund balance it was at 1.29 million in 2018, 2019, dipped a little bit because we had some significant repairs, but we're still at $1.14 million. And as of August of this year, we had $1.3 million in fund balance. The total combined fund balance between what we have there and what's unexpended for 2020 puts our current fund balance tonight at $1.7 million. So my recommendation would be that we use $175,000 from fund balance. And what I would characterize that as a temporary use of that fund balance. Because if you look further down on the agenda, and that'll be our next conversation this evening, is a discussion on the sale of 61 Hudson Street, which is the old town hall. And we have some recommended numbers for the sale price. It gets us pretty close to that $175,000 that we'd be utilizing in fund balance. So we'd essentially be taking town land and a structure that we have been using for a number of years now and using that to leverage, you know, 54 acres of that, you know, sky's the limit, and we want to use that for town purposes. So that would be my recommendation this evening. There is some administrative acts that we have to take if we want to move forward with that acquisition. So I guess my question to the board would be, are you okay using that type of strategy to make a purchase?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Especially getting off my town hall and just sitting there, let's get back on the dance floor, let's get something out of it and invest, like you said, invest in the year.
I might have comments from your what the gentleman had said as well. I think that'd be a great way to purchase the property.
Okay, so in order to do that, you have to do a resolution in the secret first.
No.
All right. So I believe the town clerk has a resolution, very short, so I would ask that it be read in its entirety in the record.
Resolution lead agency declaring under State Environmental Quality Review Act?
No.
Not that one?
No, the license to purchase real property.
Okay. Resolution to purchase real property located at 239 to 241 Fort Edward Road, whereas the Town of Moreau has entered into negotiations to purchase vacant land located at 239 to 241 Fort Edward Road, Town of Moreau, tax map number 50.3-13, comprised of approximately plus or minus 54 acres of land, such property abutting the Harry J. Bitar Recreational Park. And whereas the town has negotiated a purchase price of $175,000.00 for the property, and whereas it is in the best interest of the town to purchase the property for future parkland and recreational public purposes, now therefore be it resolved that the town board approves the purchase price of $175,000, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby directs the attorney for the town to prepare a contract for sale and purchase of the property upon terms and conditions as negotiated for a purchase price of $175,000 and such other documents as are necessary to effectuate the purpose. And be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor to obtain quotes for the purposes of obtaining a survey and phase one environmental study of the property if necessary, and additionally authorizes the supervisor to execute contracts retaining such consultants after attorney review. And be it further resolved that the town board authorizes the supervisor to execute and deliver to the seller copies of the contract for sale and purchase to transfer the property at 239 to 241 Fort Edward Road in the town of Moreau. And be it further resolved that the town board further authorizes the supervisor to execute any and all other documents necessary to effectuate the purchase.
Thank you. Somebody like to move that.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion on the resolution? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
And opposed, the motion carries unanimously. So do we do the next resolution or go through seeker?
Well, you're not going to go through seeker. What you have before you is a take one action to purchase property. And you have a short environmental assessment form that's been filled out. And you don't do what you look for at 3 to expend the funds. So at this point, you should tell yourself to the agency. That's your expectation.
All right, I believe you do have that as well.
Did you want me to read the entire resolution?
You can just do it.
Resolve that the town board hereby declares itself lead agency for seeker review purposes, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby determines that the proposed action is an unlisted action under seeker, and be it further resolved that the town clerk and or attorney for the town is directed to forward a certified copy of this resolution and the proposed short environmental assessment form to any involved or interested agencies as may be determined.
So moved.
Second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Yes. Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously, and just ask that the entire resolution be included in the minutes. So for tonight, anything else on the purchase?
No.
Awesome.
You don't have to do the short environmental assessment form?
No, you're not doing that. That's for your review. Once you have that, this impressive action, you sign that. And then you'll do the rest of the part two for free once you spend the funds.
Okay. All right. So that leads us on to actually, they go hand in hand to item 8 on the agenda, which is the sale of 61 Pleasant Street, which is the old town hall, which we have used for a number of years now. There was an attempt to market the property a couple times over the past several years, unsuccessfully. And I think one of the advantages for this go-around is that, as a lot of folks know, the real estate market is really on fire. Homes are being sold for more than the asking price, and the turnaround is almost instant from placement on the market to commitment to buy the property. So from that standpoint, I think it's an ideal time to place this parcel on the market, hopefully get a quick turnaround on it, and we can earmark the funds to help offset the cost of the 54 acres that we'll be purchasing down contiguous to the rec park. And but to do that, that's going to require an agreement with a real estate agent. And I know that town attorney has been working with the attorney for the owner, with the owner?
Yes,
for
the
owner. And has...
well, that's on the purchase. I've been working with the attorney on the purchase.
Right.
The realtor on this one.
So so tonight, if we want to put on the market, we have to execute an exclusive listing agreement with the... with the individual, and I have that resolution. The asking price for the property will be $165,000. This number is based on current market conditions, as well as we did have a appraisal done a few years ago, and that was taken into consideration. So I think $165,000 for that building is a great place to start. I don't know whether the board members have a copy of the proposed resolution.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So I guess the first question is the board on self-evaluation?
Yes.
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 Yeah. All right. So that allows us to continue to move forward tonight, and hearing that, I'll ask the town clerk to enter the entire resolution into the minutes. However, just read the resolve in that resolution.
Now, therefore, be it resolved that the town board authorizes the retainage of Robert Kahn Associates, Incorporated, DBA CBRE, to act as a broker to list the property for sale, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby approves of that the property be offered at a listing price of $165,000, and be it further resolved that the town board hereby authorizes the supervisor to execute the agreement for the exclusive right to lease, sell, exchange with Robert Kahn Associates, Incorporated, DBA, CBRE, for the purposes of listing the property for sale.
Second. somebody like to move that resolution?
So
second.
Any discussion?
Only the you guys were working for a commission?
Yes, so I believe the commission for the broker is 6% upon the sale price.
And I was reading in here an email of there's a lease. Do we have an intention of leasing this?
I don't.
No, it's just in the normal contract. You can ask them to cross that part out if you want.
Oh, I'm just thinking that. Let's sell it if you don't want it.
Yeah, our conversations I had with the firm have strictly been for sale.
Okay. And that there's no other fees to be paid to the broker other than the 6%?
Just the commission.
Perfect.
Kurt?
Any other questions? Hearing none? Oh, I'm sorry.
The only thing is, I did not send to an email, is a 1-year commitment.
Yeah, I wanted to call him to discuss that, and I just ran out of time today.
Maybe we can do the resolution, which is why we sign the contract and put it for 165, and then we can talk to the realtor tomorrow and negotiate the term.
So are you thinking less than a year, like 6 months, to live after the renew?
Well, it's an exclusive, so
right.
It's a year, and then under these agreements, just like under every other agreement like this, there's an additional 6 months afterwards that they get their permission if anyone looked at it during that 1 year.
Right.
So a lot of times, especially if the market now, it would be a 6 month deal.
So the resolution doesn't specify the term of the agreement.
No, it doesn't. It just says you.
So, you know, I will have that conversation and report back to the board. You know, they'll be amenable to wait like 6 months, I would say, or so a year.
Okay.
I mean, if you're okay with a year, I don't have to have the conversation, but I like to have more options rather than less.
And to be honest, if they're showing it actively and no one's making an offer, and 6 months rolls around, we go for another 6 months, essentially, on top of that. So, I mean, if they're actively showing it, they're trying to sell the property for us, and no one's making an offer, we would continue with them. If it's one of these things where it's almost put in the back corner and never gets shown, or people get called back, which I don't find that realtors are like that, then we'll think about it in 6 months. But I think a 6 month agreement would be something they would be willing to talk about.
Right. Well, I think about the exclusive being that it's exclusive contract with them. They're the only ones that essentially will be showing it, and that they, if they held out for a year and weren't active in trying to sell it, were sitting on this for a year, 6 months to me makes more sense than get something done sooner than later.
One of the conversations that I had with the individual as we were wrapping up was that these agreements with his firm are distributed to 600 different agencies. So, and there's an even higher number.
I don't know if these listings go out there. Thinking among them.
So what I guess the point of that is that, you know, I'm hoping that this will spread.
Yeah, me too.
Any other comments, discussion, comments? Hearing none, all in favor?
Yes.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries unanimous. Do we need any additional action on that particular topic, please?
Not tonight.
Okay. Item 9, I just have a few supervisor items. I want to make the town board members aware that the Association of Towns will be having their annual meeting for 2021. Actually, it'll be held virtually over a number of days during February during President's Week. They don't have a date there. So you have to get the calendar to the President's
Week. Yeah, it's usually that weekend.
Yeah. So unlike last year, I actually got to participate down there be part of a presentation on the sewer project, so it was pretty exciting. and had the town asked to talk about that. But this year it will be all held virtually over that period of time. So I want to make board members aware of that. We have applied for a grant to fund our local service kind of youth bureau. And the grant is actually a pass through from New York State through the New York Office of Children and Family Services. Typically, the town of Morose receives $3,037 to help offset the cost of operating the Sandbar Beach for the summer. Obviously, this year the beach wasn't open, and it was unsure if we were going to get that funding. I can tell you that the fall rec, soccer, flag programs are considered eligible activities. So, with approval by the planning board supervisors, we will be getting that money here in 2020.
Great.
I interviewed an individual at Ted's request for part-time work at the transfer station. I would ask that the members of the personnel committee reach out to Ted. I know he's going to need that person as a result of change in staffing down there in the immediate future, and you know, come up with a recommendation, and my plan would be to act on that at the next board meeting. I also have an update. Actually, it's at REC. The tractor that the board approved the purchase of arrived last Thursday, I think. It's down underneath the shed at REC. They did pick up the tractor the same day that we traded on that, which was actually an iconic form of iron that has been in the town for so long and had many lives over at the highway department before it came over to the rec department. But the town certainly got its money's worth out of that. We did get some money on trade for the new tractor. And finally, I know the personnel committee wants to give an update during committee reports, or if you want to just update the board and the public as to the position for the clerk in my office.
Alan, do you want to speak on that, or do you want me to talk about it?
I can do a quick summary on it.
Okay, before I go ahead, Councilman.
Yeah, so Councilman and I have been helped speed out 30 plus applicants, and we did some final interviews on each 9 people. We've made our recommendations to the board and to the supervisor on the final 2 candidates that we'd like for him to consider and re-post up an interview. We'd like to do one that's at the next board meeting if he comes to a position of making an offer. So I think we can close that and get some relief to the to your office and the two people that are carrying a heavy load over there.
So yeah, any board members that want to meet with the 3 finalists, feel free to do so. Either way, it's my hope that we can take action. It's my office's hope that the board take action at the next regular scheduled board meeting in November. So thank you to the personnel committee for doing that. And any other committee reports for this evening?
You touched upon it correct already about the playground is proceeding, albeit slowly. We're supposed to be pouring concrete this week. I do think it's going in the same space. I did take a walk down by the river today. I see the folks who said quite a bit of equipment down there. And hopefully that will be working.
They've mobilized the equipment, some of the equipment from the rec park down to the river last week. And I gotta tell you, they have done a phenomenal job clearing the old skidding trail where they put the logs out down there. They're clearing the trail, pushing back the brush along the river. It's going to be, I think, an incredible expansion to our recreational opportunities, whether it's hiking, biking, snowshoeing, cross-country skiing. And you can't get a final location right there along the Hudson River. They historic preserve. And I got to tell you that the kids down there, the students, have done, they're excited about it. Some of them are from our town, and they're taking great pride in what they're doing. And, you know, the work that's been done is worth tens of thousands of dollars to our residents, and they're doing it for free. And they to be commended with their instructors down there for not only what they're doing down there, but what they have done, you know, so far this year and last year at the Universal Playground. You know, it's just, they're really making a difference in here in town. So I thank them for all their help. Anything else?
Just a quick update from water. So Jesse made us aware that he had a problem with the old piece of hardware. It's used to read the meters remotely. It's so old that it's no longer supported anymore. Jeff and I have acted with the vendor for the process of reviewing the options, and by next board meeting, we'll have some recommendations to get Jesse back to the spot that he can continue to read meters in the meantime, doing any meter reading manual.
Okay. So, what will that require?
We've got a couple of proposals that we're looking at. The pricing, Jeffrey's looking at the current 2020 budget to see if we can find some money to make it happen this year, but he should have his recommendations for me by the end of the week.
Okay, great.
We'll bring it to you and to the board.
Perfect.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anything else under committee reports? I do not need an executive session. Better. Does anyone have any other business for this evening?
No, sir.
All right. Well, thank you, everyone. On that, I will entertain a motion to adjourn this evening's meeting.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.